The urgent issues regarding water infrastructure, I think, probably have some things in common with other kinds of infrastructure, but also some things are specific and different to water infrastructure. Many of our systems are past their useful life, and we have not been able to invest in them in the way we would like. So we have an opportunity for infrastructure renewal. We also have demands on our infrastructure from population growth generally and population shift. So we have need for expanded infrastructure. We also have perhaps different kinds of challenges than we had when some of our infrastructure was put in place, different kinds of pollutants, some issues around more diffuse sources of pollutants from stormwater runoff and this sort of thing. We also have challenges related to climate change and different kinds of weather patterns, which all seem to play out in water, too much, too little, you know, at the wrong time, in the wrong place. Then we have some opportunities around technology and new technology. We deal a lot on the clean water side, where we are taking used water and cleaning it and allowing it to be recycled and returned to the environment. But the challenges are the same on both sides. And we and our colleagues who deal with drinking water systems are very focused on how are these systems effectively maintained so that we are all confident that reinvestment in them is a good investment and a sound investment. There are a number of things going on there. In some cases, you've got communities that were once larger trying to maintain systems that were configured for much larger populations. We've also had the out-of-sight, out-of-mind situation with water infrastructure, much more than other kinds of infrastructure. For us, much of the value in those assets is actually underground, and it can be relatively easy not to think about that, particularly if generally when one turns the tap on, the water coming through is clean and safe to drink. There's a lot happening in terms of challenges and in terms of opportunities, and there's a large need for investment in our water infrastructure.